George is on his way. I don't know if he'll make it. He got out of a meeting late, so. It is 6 o'clock and call this meeting in Summit Hill School Board to order. If you'd all please rise, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Ms. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Martin?
Here.
Ms. Faber here, Mrs. Borgens?
Here.
Mr. Mayor?
Here.
Mr. Leonard and Mrs. Martin are out with notice.
Okay, we have no public comments because we have no public. So we are on to the one action item we have today, which is the transportation policy. I had sent this out. It is in your board book on page 8. So at this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education adopt the amended Board Policy 4:110, Operation Services Transportation as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions, comments, or debate? So all this does for anyone listening is it takes the one bus stop pickup and drop off weekly and puts in a single narrow exception for students who have two or multiple legal addresses within the district boundaries established by a court or governmental body and allows for superintendent discretion in setting their pickup and drop off location.
So that's all it does is just keep that narrow definition. They have to have a legal address. Both legal addresses have to be within the district.
Correct. So yeah, the way it reads is it says, except for students who have multiple legal addresses within the district boundaries as established by a court or governmental body. So it's got to be documented somewhere. This just can't be somebody coming in. And then it says, in which case multiple pickup and drop-off locations may be designated weekly at the discretion of the superintendent or designee. So we still keep control over that, and this opens a very small window to cases where it was documented, like I say, in an order, a court order, or if, I don't know if DCFS would ever do this, that's what I had in mind when I wrote this language, is that another governmental body could establish two or more. So,
when we say weekly, do we mean that they're going to have to say at parents, in this case, every Monday, Wednesday, right. Friday are here, Tuesday, Thursday?
No, the way that it's written now is that you can change it week to week, but you can't change it midweek, and you can't say Monday or Wednesday you go here, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday you go here. You have to designate one weekly pickup and one weekly drop-off spot, but you could change mid-year, you could change...
So in the situation that brought this up, mm-hmm. what we're saying is that they're going to be able to say, this week is Dad's house, next week is Mom's house.
No, they would be able to say Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning is Dad's house.
Okay.
Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and Friday is Mom's house.
So if they want to switch it, then they got to tell the next Monday or whatever it is.
Well, no, because this requires the superintendent to approve it, it wouldn't be subject to change all the time. They're going to get one bite at the apple, and if the court changes their information, then we would update it. But this isn't a, we're going to send a note every week.
Okay, but that's not going to solve our issue, though. Right, Barb?
Actually, it will.
Well, it will, because I thought they wanted to alternate 3 days a week.
No, they switched it to Wednesday morning, pick up from one, drop off Wednesday night at the other. They split Wednesdays.
Okay, never mind, because I think when we originally talked about it, it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at Dad's house.
Right.
Let's say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Dad's house this week, and then next week was Tuesday, Thursday, Dad's house.
No, this is a set schedule. Instead of splitting Wednesday every other week, like you would see sometimes, I know exactly what you're saying now, they split Wednesday a.m., p.m., so it's pick up at one, drop off at the other.
Gotcha. And this is going to be able to be doable, Barb?
It is. In several of the different pieces of the documentation, in that agreed order, it lists where's the home address and how it would work according to what was agreed upon in the court system. And that's what I would use
as administrative procedures.
Yes, that's what I would use in terms of either saying that it's arbitrary or capricious. We want to stay within whatever the agreed order stipulates.
And the student is responsible for knowing the day of the week and where they're supposed to go, correct? Yes.
And bus drivers will be aware and substitute bus drivers?
Yes. They will put procedures to put in place. Depending.
We'll see.
We do not believe.
They don't know where the spots are. So.
Beyond that, we would have something in place that this would be taken care of systematically. We don't expect a lot of these to come forward because of the parameters are so tight. I would say this is hopefully few and far between.
Right. No, we haven't been asked this before.
No, in how many years?
Yeah.
Well, because it requires both addresses to be in the district.
Yeah.
I think that's the key too.
Right.
Have you talked to the parents since or to discuss this?
But the meeting is tomorrow.
The meeting is tomorrow. With, you think they'll be receptive?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so.
So, just so I'm clear on this, both of the addresses where they have to be dropped off would have to be considered the legal address of the student. It's not like the one parent could live in the district and then the drop-off is at a grandparent's house or something. Both legal addresses have to be within the district.
The address itself has to be documented. The address has to be documented in the court documents. So, or, you know, if some other department did it. Right. It's 606 and Mr. Leonard has joined us.
Right.
Anything else? We had the motion made and seconded, and we were just discussing the specifics of, you know, the addresses having to be documented so that no one can take advantage of this. And
who's in charge? Student is in charge of making sure that they get where
they're supposed to be. Is that what we decide? The student would be in charge?
Yeah. Right. I mean, if it's a kindergartner, to the extent of kindergartners in charge of
You know, but the kindergartners, they wear those tags on there, and so it's very, you know, that's very cut and dry. I've always liked how we did that.
If there's an emergency that happens and we have to close school early that day, there would be a schedule already worked out with the superintendent of where that student would go during those times?
So if you closed early on Wednesday, as that's the most difficult day because it's split, wherever the student was to be dropped off on that day, that's where he would go to.
I just worry about the superintendent having a very short window, you know, of when they would have to
track this child.
What the schedule would be for her to be notified so everyone down the line can be notified to make sure the student is.
Well, plus we have that, like, emergency notification that I would assume both parents are signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, because the schedule would have to be agreed to beforehand so that the superintendent could approve it, you're just going to follow. And the onus is really going to fall on the principal and whoever, whatever school you're at, the bus loading supervisor, whatever they call them.
With this one, it's a set schedule.
Okay.
And I think that that's what we have to move forward with, a set schedule, so those types of situations would not occur.
That's what I just worry that, you know, we make sure that we put you and your staff in the position where there's no doubt about that, where the student's supposed to go.
And that's why even with it being documented and being two locations in the district, it's still done at the administration's discretion, so that if you can't come to terms on a set schedule or there's confusion, then the answer is no. For that exact reason, because we don't want anyone to come in and say, this is absolute, you have to do this, and it's some mess where, you know, every other week they want to change it, so.
And kids will be kids. What if the child just happens to take the wrong bus?
Right. And those are some of the things that we have in the back of our minds, because it happens naturally at times. Just getting confused what day of the week it is, no matter what the age level of the student. And so all of that is going to be worked out if this is approved tomorrow with the parents, since this is our one and only case.
Then maybe we suggest to the parents that they make one of those tags.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a reminder, I mean, that we just say that, hey, just in case, you know, your kid is confused.
What day of the week is it?
Where they're supposed to be going. Am I, you know, because, you know, I have...
Just leave it up to them to
They need to have something in place to remind that child.
The other thing
we will not be the ones
responsible.
It's going to be based on days of the week, not school days. Because if Monday is a holiday and we're off Monday, right. Tuesday and Wednesday still happens according to the schedule. It doesn't shorten. It's not like garbage pickup.
Right.
Which throws everyone in the neighborhood off. Yeah. So it's going to confuse a fifth grader. Right. So. Anything else? All right. Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries, and the policy will be updated in our board books. Moving on, we still have no public comments. Future meeting dates. Our next one is September 13th, 7 p.m. here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center. It's our regularly scheduled board meeting. At this time, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you. All right, I said 15.